Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
We had so much fun with his previous guest. We had to invite her to come back. And her name is Donna Palm. You might remember. But she is a real estate broker that in 2 years, let's face it, some people do very well in real estate. Others just do it like a side job. She then bought a REMAX franchise, and it goes on and on because she bought a second one, et cetera. And now she's sharing all kinds of tips and information in her book, Dream Bigger, Live Better. And so I'm going to quit babbling here, and we're going to jump right to it and have Donna join Lisa and I. So Donna, thank you for joining us again.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
We're going to have so much fun because you're so much fun to talk to, and you're such an inspiration. And I know we're going to cover in another segment a little bit more about your background, because I know Lisa just asked, we need to cover this more, just about how you went from being homeless to becoming a real estate agent, and then you bought the franchise and you bought a second one. I mean, what an inspirational story. And so you've done all this by creating a blueprint for your dreams, and that's what you try and teach people. But what do you mean by a blueprint? Like, how did you come up with where you want to go? How do you map it out? Give us some suggestions.
Well, what happens is most people just kind of float through life and never make a plan. They'll make plans for everything under the sun except for their life. They'll plan their house. They'll plan their job. They'll plan different things, but they don't actually plan their life. What I like to do is I like to start out with basically an inventory of where you are now and what assets you have, what things are going against you, and that way you can kind of see where you stand and see where you start from. Then what you need to do is just put down on paper your dreams, your goals, anything, even if it's crazy. Because years ago, like I told you before, I actually was homeless and living in my car working 4 minimum wage jobs at the time. And I'm sure you can understand that I definitely had no idea I was going to end up living in Florida, owning 2 REMAXes, owning a bunch of investment properties, let alone having a number one book. So anytime you start blueprinting and dreaming, seriously, put every imaginable thing down that you possibly can. And then Basically what you do is you make a plan to get there, and you actually move forward on it. That's the biggest thing, is you have to get off your buns and actually move on it.
So your success wasn't by accident. This is something you set a blueprint or a plan out and accomplished.
Exactly. That's exactly how I did it. And basically, I love to call it a blueprint because I was in construction for so many years. I was a union electrician, and so we worked with blueprints as to how to build the chemical plants and oil refineries that I'd worked in at the time. So to me, the easiest way to do is to make a plan just literally like a blueprint or an outline. So you can actually have the steps. For instance, if you have a certain goal, then what you do is write down that goal and put down the steps of not only what you need to do to get there, but how you have to be and who you have to be to get there. Because part of the thing is you have to believe in yourself, and you have to have the dream come from within. Just like there's so many books out there now about, you know, if you dream it, it'll come to you. If you dream it and believe it, it'll happen. And I agree with that 100%. However, you also need to get off your buns and move, and you need to do something. You need to do something about it to move forward.
You know what's so funny, Donna and David, is you literally just took the words out of my mouth. I was about to say, I'm not a big fan of that. Just put it in the universe and it'll happen, because that's fine. But if you don't do anything, we talked about this with David Essel recently, who we just adore and had on our program. And people should go back, not now, obviously, but when we're done, they should go to iTunes and check out the interviews we did with David Essel as well, because I think you have to have a plan and you have to take action and you have to move your rump, because I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, some people do get that lucky, right, where stuff falls in their lap, but nothing that I've ever done has ever fallen in my lap. I'll put it that way.
You don't win the lottery. You don't win the lottery without buying a ticket. And I'm religious, and I believe God blesses all of us, but he also gave us the brains to go out there and set a goal for it. Everything just does. You don't get to sit home and everything comes to you. You've got to set a plan. And I've set, and our listeners are entrepreneurs, so they go through it. What's the plan for your business? And sometimes I think we all get caught up in our business, the day-to-day operation. We don't look at where we'd like to guide our company in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, even come up with an exit plan for when we retire. Some people, it's really they're only working to get a paycheck or keep the business afloat, but really haven't planned out positioning of it. And I think what you're saying is brilliant. We need to sometimes step back. If you haven't started a business yet, or even if you have, step back and make a blueprint of where you're trying to go to. Really set your goals first and then set the path to get there.
It's so much easier when you actually have it down in writing in some format. because it basically turns into an instruction booklet, and you're not just floundering all over the place, not knowing where to go or what to do, because you actually have a plan. You have step one, step two, step three. And speaking of the lottery, I always used to joke around and say, yes, you can wait to win the lottery, but it'd be much faster if you actually get off your buns and start pursuing it, because you'll be much more successful much quicker than you will be if you sit there and wait for the lottery ticket.
Exactly. I do it every aspect of my life. Some people laugh, but I do. I have notes and plans for everything, even mm-hmm. starting the podcast and even my business plan is I created a PowerPoint and I look at it, because if it doesn't make sense, I go back and massage it until the blueprint does make sense to me. And then I try and implement it. Nothing goes exactly as planned. So yes, we all have to make changes along the way. Along the way, you may get an account you didn't expect or lose one you didn't expect, and we have to adapt. But at least you've got a goal where you're trying to get to. If you just start a business, it's going to fail if you don't have that plan. And I consult with a lot of companies that some bigger than others, and yet they really, it's surprising how they don't have a goal of where they're trying to get to. They just don't have that vision. Yeah. And obviously without a vision, you're not going to be able to blueprint it or outline it.
And another point that you made that I agree is 100% is you must be adaptable. And your blueprint must be flexible. It must be able to be changed depending on what happens. You can be adaptable. Your blueprint does not have to be in concrete or stone. You know, make sure you erase and rewrite if things change and you want to go a different direction.
You talk about dream bigger, live better. Let's talk about that for a minute. What do you mean by mm-hmm. dream bigger? I mean, we all want to dream to win the lottery and never work again and travel the world. But, you know, let's go to more realistic. Dream bigger, live better. What does that mean?
That actually came out of the idea. I meet so many people in just their everyday mundane jobs that feel like they're stuck there forever and they actually have no hope. They've lost hope. They have no dreams. They've basically burnt out and just live paycheck to paycheck and figure there's nothing that could ever happen better than where they are now. And that's why I try to convince them, no, dream bigger. Because, like I said, I never would have thought I'd be where I am now back years ago. Never
okay,
in a million years. And if I had not dreamed, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, when did this dream come about? We've said it a few times. You were homeless at one point, and then you became a realtor. You know, when did this dream to own a REMAX and investment property, when did you decide that path? When did you blueprint that? How old were you?
It's kind of a long, complicated story. I actually started blueprinting my life without even realizing what I was doing when I was very young. When I was in grade school, I always wanted to move out on my own and have my own place. So when I was in high school, not only did I go to high school, and I also went to beauty school part-time on the side. I did not go through the high school because I had such good grades. I wanted to stay in school. I went and got my hairdresser's license and then started a salon. And then from there, I went to becoming a union electrician and was a union electrician for many years. And then I redesigned my life again when I decided I wanted to move to Florida and live a more warm life, shall we say.
How old were you when you decided that?
When I decided to move to Florida, it was actually in 2001. Let me think how old it was. Probably in my early 30s, mid-30s.
Okay. You know, a lot of people think you can take risks before we have families and when we're younger. And so as we get older, it's scary to take the risks. And once, you know, once you hit my age and you're in your 50s, you start getting worried, I don't want to risk my retirement. So, you know, to start dreaming now, is it too late? It's a little scary.
Would you rather have that, or would you rather risk your life and end up laying on your deathbed thinking you missed out on everything you've always wanted to do?
I love your answer.
I was a single mom with two babies. I was divorced with two babies all by myself and moved all the way across the country not knowing anyone. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Well, and actually, yeah, I sit there and say you're risking it all. A lot of it, you can minimize those risks when building your business. It's, if you plan it out and do it in steps, you know, we're going to run out of time here. And so before they cut us off here, Don, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to share with our listeners, visit her website, Donna Palm, and I'm saying it, PALM.com, DonnaPalm.com. Check out her book, Dream Bigger, Live Better. Get all kinds of information. Reach out to her. I want to thank Donna for joining us, sharing this with her story. We're going to also talk to her more in depth about another story down the road. But I also want to invite, because all our listeners know, Lisa, our co-host here, is involved in health. And so while we talk marketing all the time, you want to talk about living your dream. I invite you to check out her podcast, and that is on iTunes. It's Talk Healthy Today. So she has all kinds of fun and recipes, and we ought to check it out and see if she's actually using some of our marketing tips. So check it out on iTunes and also visit our website, the10minutemarketer.com. Thank you for listening.